الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and Officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya. Another feature of the Islamic system is that the Islamic system believes that if a country or a government does not intend to be in conflict with it or does not wish to show enmity to it and says, let's not fight with each other, the Islamic system must accept this. But don't accept if you see the other party is not trustworthy or if they tell lies and use trickery. Do not slacken and do not call for peace. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah 47, Ayah 35. If that is the case, you are not allowed to accept. If you sensed, came to realize, or the signs showed that the other party is being dishonest, if they are seemingly shaking hands with you with one hand but are ready to stab you in the back with a poisonous dagger in the other hand, do not slacken and do not call for peace. Never accept them. In addition, if you sign an agreement with them, if they break their pledges after they having made a treaty, the Holy Quran, Surah 9, Ayah 12, treat them in the same manner. If they break the pact, then you break the pact. You see, these are the lessons of the Islamic system. Well, these lessons make enemies out of those who are evil. Yes, these lessons are acceptable to those who are not evil, to those who are not malicious, to those who do not have vices. But when the other side has malice and vice, when they are spiteful, when they break their promises, and when they are liars, they naturally become your enemy. So these are the kinds of things that are in the Islamic system, and these are the things that create enemies.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Where are the attacks coming from? From those who disagree with these characteristics. So we have recognized the enemy. When we think deeply about this, we find motivation to protect the revolution, and we also understand from whom we should protect our revolution. We will know who the enemy is, and we won't make a mistake. One of the problems that we sometimes encounter, and we must be careful not to get caught in this, is making a mistake in recognizing the enemy. Sometimes people make a mistake in recognizing the enemy. Imam Khomeini, with his perceptive insight, truly no better term can be used for him, which was an insight in the true sense of the word that penetrated the hidden layers of the matters and saw things that others could not see, said, whence all your shouts on the U.S.? So the reason for their enemy with this revolution has become clear, and it has also become apparent who the enemies are.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.